When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Chris Gillipo. I've been putting together this daily program every day without exception since January 1, 2017. And I'm so glad to be able to reach people who are interested in finding ways to make extra money. Extra money without quitting their job, by using a skill they already have, and without going into debt. That is our mission here at Side Hustle School, our one and only mission. We have lots of different strategies, tactics, ideas, tips, case studies, stories, etc., but it's all oriented around that value, creating freedom for yourself so you can do more of what's important to you. It's all about you. You make those choices. Now, today's listener, today's caller, is good at complaining to big companies when something goes wrong. He's got a knack for it. He'll tell you more about it in his message. Is there a way he can profit from teaching this skill? Now, this question is helpful in a couple ways. We'll talk about the specific topic, of course, but also I think it can give us a quick primer on business models. You might have heard that phrase at some point. Well, what does it actually mean? Why is it relevant to this question and so many others? We're going to dive into that. Can I get paid to help people learn to complain better? After this message from our sponsor. Stay tuned.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Chris, this is Jake from Pittsburgh. I recently found your podcast, and I have been enjoying all of these side hustle stories and puns. My question is, can I get paid to help people to learn to complain better? I've always been good at complaining to companies, not just to be annoying, but like whenever something goes wrong and I'm looking to get a refund or some other compensation. Most people I know aren't nearly as good at it as I am. They often ask me for advice. Someone said I should charge for this service, but how would I do that? I was originally thinking of just writing down a few tips, but if I could get paid for it while helping someone who's been frustrated with a big company, that would be great. What do you think? Thanks, Chris.
Jake, what's up, man? Thank you so much for listening. Hope you are keeping safe in Pittsburgh. I love the enthusiasm, and you're absolutely right that complaining is a skill. Complaining well to a company when something's gone wrong. You know, companies are used to getting a lot of complaints, especially on social media, but elsewhere. And there's a right way and a wrong way to do it if you want to get, you know, a good resolution, right? Oftentimes when we're frustrated, we express that frustration. It becomes very emotional. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, presenting a company with some facts and saying, I had this experience, it didn't go well, and here's what I would like in terms of a resolution or a recovery effort, you know, that sort of approach is often, you know, much more helpful than the emotional, like, I'm just so upset kind of approach. And Jake knows that, of course, and he probably is much better at complaining than I am because he's got this skill. So I was thinking about this a bit. Listeners, what do you think? I guess that's the first thing. Let me just kind of throw it back to our community. On these calls I've been doing these monthly calls for The Third Way, which is a free group anybody can join. Just go to sidehustleschool.com and you can get some information. I often ask for other opinions. Like I say, well, here's my, you know, like you wanted my feedback, here's my feedback. But this seems like a question I think could be debated a bit. like to go back and forth, you know, could this be a good service or not? And there are arguments both ways. I think for me that there needs to be some kind of systematic process to it. For example, like there are apps that help you dispute parking tickets, and those have done really well. There are medical billing consultants who can help you reduce large hospital bills in exchange for a percentage of the savings. So that kind of thing makes sense to me because it's like a high ticket item. If it's something that's relatively low cost, it's going to be hard to make it worth it, you know, at the right price point. You know, if somebody's upset over a purchase of $50 or something, you're going to help them navigate that process of communicating with the company, or they might get a refund or they might get some kind of credit, but then what is your fee? You have to be able to do this with a high ticket item like a medical bill, you know, like I said. We also had an episode at some point, was this a case study or a question, I forget what it was, of a former car salesperson who's helping negotiate the purchase of a vehicle for other people. So it's not quite the same model as dealing with complaints, but it is like being that go-between or that mediator, you know, between a consumer and a company. So I think, you know, the problem with doing it as a one-off thing is that most resolutions are going to be relatively minor. So it would be hard to charge a good price for it. Now, I'm sure that people have written ebooks on how to complain. I think Jake also mentioned writing some stuff down. Maybe there's a way that could be done differently or better. Some kind of written information or other information that is for sale to help people complain, not just the service of doing it for them. So Jake, there's a lot of thoughts there. I hope something is helpful. As always, take what works for you and discard the rest. I always encourage people to try different approaches and do what is good for you, right? Because people have different goals for why they want to have a side hustle. They have a different approach. They have a different personality, different skills, you know, and all that stuff matters. So take what works for you, discard the rest. Listeners, if you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions, or if you've got a response, perhaps to Jake or anybody else that you've heard on the show, we're going to continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. Thank you so much. I hope you're having a good day wherever you are in the world. If you're having a bad day, I'm sorry about that. And I hope tomorrow is better. Do come back tomorrow as well. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.